But dear young people, parents, brothers and sisters, as we've been together this week and had shared beautiful fellowship, it is very evident that the enemy is at work. We cannot deny the fact that he has made inroads. And I fear that unlike the Thessalonian saints who turned to God from idols, that we are in danger, brothers and sisters, that we are turning to idols from God. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, is this what is taking the affections of my heart? Where the freshness of first love in the one who loved me is no longer in my heart. Where my attractions have been set on something else other than the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving entrance to those things that would come in and be idols in my life. And that I am turning to idols from God, far be the thought. You know, when we have a divided heart and we're seeking to walk in two different paths, the Lord has set before us, this is the path, walk in it. But our desire is to walk in the path that I want to walk and at the same time to walk in the path that he has set before us. We cannot serve two masters. Are we ready to take up the cross and follow him? Are we ready to deny ourselves for the sake of Christ? I was impressed on Sunday afternoon as we met together to discuss what subject the Lord would have before us for the adult Bible study. And I cannot quote how it was read, but something to this effect, that for in the day in which we live, for all that we are facing, who or what is the solution? Look off unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He despised the shame. And as we've heard tonight, God has set him at his own right hand in glory. The power of God. But am I ready to identify with him? We've been challenged this week with the path that the scriptures, the word of God, that he has set before us. And now, each one of us must respond. Is my heart's affection such that I respond and say, Lord, this is the way that you have shown. Give me the strength to walk in it. When Paul was writing to the Thessalonians, he set before them the prize at the end of the road. For here we are on a path, but where does that pathway lead? The path leads to our Savior in glory. The last verse of chapter 1 says to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he whom God has raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. What a hope that is set before us. What a view for the eye of faith, for the affections of our hearts, to look off unto Jesus, to see him there, to wait for him, the Son who is coming for you and I. What a glorious day that'll be. And that's at the end of the path, brothers and sisters. And we have this hope set before us, and it fadeth not away, and it's incorruptible, and it's secured in heaven for us. What a joy it is as we contemplate the end of the path. But while we're here, it's a day of grace. Who would have imagined that we'd be together again this year? Who knows if we're going to be together again next year? But as we leave here, he has shown us the path. Have I responded to him? First to realize him as my Lord and Savior. And then, is he the Lord of my life? Because he loved me. He gave himself for me. And that my desire is then to respond to him and honor him in my life. This is the challenge for you and for me. None of us are excluded. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help you. As we seek to walk in that path that he has set before us, may we do so for his honor and for his glory. And dear young people, as we pray for you, it's not easy. Beware of the enemy. Keep your hearts guarded. Keep your eyes guarded. May you be preserved for the Lord, for Christ. May you be, as we've had this morning, a vessel of honor fit for the Master's use. May this be your heart's desire. Let me assure you, if our heart desires this, and we're honest before the Lord, he is faithful. He will keep you, preserve you, guide you, show you the way. Depend on him. He is ever faithful. He's the one who changes not. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Young people, as we pray for you, pray for one another. Stay close to one another. Stay close to us. Stay close to those in your local assembly, your homes, your families, parents. Stay close to your children. Stay close to those young people in your local assembly. You know, in the beginning of the assembly, the church age, in the beginning of Acts, it's very unique to notice how many times it speaks of the believers being of one accord, that they had all things in common. One desire, one heart, undivided for the Christ who loved them. This is what we need. That we're together going on for the Lord. We need him and we need one another. May our eyes be together, focused on Christ in the glory. One object, one affection, one path, one testimony. That the name of Christ be not blasphemed. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help you. Be strong in him and in the power of his might. Again, he is faithful. Wait on him. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the promise we have of him. Depend on him. Go forth in the power of his might. And we trust, dear young people, that the Lord be with you, and we commit you unto him and to the word of his grace. We'll close in prayer. And when we're done, we're dismissed. And for the young people, there will be refreshments that are served. And we still have a time, an hour of time, of fellowship that we can enjoy together and to encourage one another as we go back to our homes and to be faithful and to wait upon the Lord. Let's bow our heads.